Transnet is in the period of its second force majeure. That is when it says, look, things have happened that are so bad that we simply cannot meet our contractual obligations, and we are exempting ourselves from any legal responsibility by declaring this force majeure. And this was after a very significant fire that broke out at the Richards Bay Bulk Terminal, one of seven commercial ports that Transnet operates along our coastline. We've talked a lot about the inefficiencies in the Cape Town port, but we are still working, unlike Richards Bay at the moment. Mike Walwin is chairperson of the Port Liaison Forum and on the line to us now. Hello, Mike.
Good afternoon, John.
This appears to be, I mean, to be having a very significant impact on freight out of Richards Bay. And, you know, it's a long way away from us as the crow flies, but it's a South African port, and South African ports continue to develop an ever nastier reputation.
Yes, John. I mean, the whole port system is interlinked, and so what happens to one has an impact on others. And Richards Bay, by the way, it's not the first fire. This is the third one in the last week or so. But this one is a much more significant fire. Am I still online?
Yeah, sorry. I'm listening. I'm listening to you.
Sorry about that. Now, this is a much more significant one. And it is impacting heavily on not only the bulk terminal at Richards Bay, but on the other side of the harbour is the coal terminal. Now, fortunately, the fire is nowhere near there. It has impacted on the power supply to the terminal, so that there's about 9 million tons of coal that has not been shipped through Richards Bay that should have been over a fairly long period of time now. As far as the bulk terminal is concerned, very important. It handles a lot of basic materials which are exported and some that are imported, and at the moment is not handling anything. So, yes, it's a big slowdown in the operations there.
And these, I mean, it may well be that in the next day or two, I don't know what the predictions are for the resumption of at least some operation, but when a situation is bad enough for force majeure to be declared, that means that the knock-on effect extends well beyond what might be a limited resumption of operations or even a full resumption of operations.
Yes, I mean, as far as that goes, there are obviously losses being suffered. What Transnet has done is to deny any responsibility for the losses that may be suffered. And that in itself is a problem as port users, because force majeure is classically defined as something over which you could have no control. And in this case, it will be difficult to find out exactly what caused the fire, because I don't think Transnet is going to be very forthcoming. But there are doubts, as there were in July, as to whether what happened was in fact beyond control and therefore could qualify as a force majeure event. So economically and financially, there are going to be serious consequences for a number of businesses and people, yes.
And three fires, you know, what did Lady Bracknell say about the handbag? You know, that is two, maybe you can write off as a coincidence, but three suggests there's something else going on. I mean, either their management of fire risks is really poor, or there is somebody, for whatever reason, deliberately setting fires which they're not getting on top of sufficiently quickly enough because their fire response systems aren't working properly.
Yes, you can obviously only speculate at this stage, but that is obviously a very strong possibility. The other one is, from experience, one might say, that in bulk appliances like that, if they're not properly maintained and kept clean, and they then don't run very smoothly, then heat can build up and fires can happen. So that's another possibility. But we don't know at this stage.
I keep talking to people who are involved in the port here in Cape Town, because obviously as a regional radio station that has more interest to us than what happens at Gqeberha or Richards Bay or wherever else. And again, you know, Mike, you have the situation where Cyril Ramaphosa floats the idea of the private sector getting involved in port management and so on, and initiatives are started, and then you hear from people who are in the private sector side of the business that they simply, you know, the port net people are not pitching to meetings, or if they do pitch to meetings, they're not prepared, or they are hostile, or whatever the case may be. And I really struggle to have a sense that the people in charge of our ports share the same sense of urgency about the poor performance of our ports as do the private sector users who are forced to make use of those ports.
Yes, I think that's a fair comment. I mean, we are starting, I think, to see a new attitude within Transnet. As you probably know, there have been some fairly senior management changes there. We did hear just yesterday, from Praveen Gordhan along the same lines and some very vague ideas about private sector involvement. But I think you also understand that at the time that the president toured the ports, he did reassure people, and I think principally the unions, that there would be no privatization of the ports. So what this involvement actually is open to question, and it's a very vague suggestion only at this point. But if you look around our competing ports who are taking business away from us, East and West Africa, you'll see that there is usually fairly significant private involvement in those ports, and they're working quite well, so you can draw your own conclusions.
Okay, I know what conclusion I'm going to draw from that then. Thank you, Mike. Mike Warwin, chairperson of the Cape Town Port Liaison Forum.